We had in the middle of a Mishnah that Kol Yamai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim Velo Matzati LaGuf Tov Ela Shetika. That I did not find, says Shimon, that that's as I mentioned before, Rabbi Shimon Beno Shel Rabban Gamliel. So he says that I did not find all the days of my life I grew amongst the Chachamim, and I did not find any other good midah better than being shetika, which is in a state of quietness. So how come it says I did not find anything for goof, nothing for the goof, nothing better for the goof? So he says when it comes to inyanei ha-goof, which means gashmiut, when it comes to physicality, that's the best midah. When it comes to however a spiritual type of life, the best is that the more the person talks Divrei Torah and to elaborate on Divrei Mitzvot, that's the best. We're not discussing that. But when a person has to talk about physical aspects, the less that the person talks, it's much better. And also, one of the Mefarshim explained, Lo matzati laguf tov ela shetika, laguf, which means for the body. So he explained as follows. He says that sometimes a person does see that there are individuals that are doing, let's say, certain things that is wrong. So however, being that he's interested to preserve his own personal interest, he keeps quiet. Either he doesn't want to lose friendship with the guy, let's say the guy could be his boss, the guy could be his friend, and he doesn't want to find, have excuses to lose his friendship. So as far as the goof is concerned, the best of the best would be not to rebuke. Even though the Torah says, "Hochiach tochiach et amitecha," you shall surely come to rebuke your friend. If you see that he's doing something wrong and I have a possibility of having being able to influence the individual, and however a person says, for my body is not good, for my status is not good, so therefore he keeps quiet. For the goof, the best thing would be to keep quiet, but for the neshama, in Olam HaEmet, he has to pay judgment for it. La goof, the best thing certain times would be not to say anything. You know, why do you need to... Remember many years ago, there was... we were interested to create a brochure against abortion. So, being that in general it is prohibited, so I remember somebody told me that since this is a controversial issue, he doesn't want to discuss it, he doesn't want to make a donation towards it. Nothing, it's a controversial issue. I remember at the time I asked Rav Shechter, he said, so what that is controversial? Halacha dictates that it's prohibited. Once it is prohibited, you should notify and make sure that people that Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them gift of becoming pregnant should know the value of life, that to what extent the HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers value of life, that a person should try to preserve it. So therefore, sometimes the goof, a person's body is not interested in getting involved. But for the neshama, for your olam ha'emet, a person sees that these are his, colleagues, or his talmidim, or his children. So a person cannot say, I'm more interested in my physical status. For your physical status, it might be the best. But for your spiritual status, in olam ha'emet, a person in the long run loses a lot more, Khalil Abakhas. So, let me mention one nekuda from Harav, Harav Chida. You know, the famous pasuk is brought in Mishlei. Gam evil maharish chacham yichashev. Somebody who is foolish, totally foolish, but maharish, once he keeps quiet, chacham yichashev. As long as he is quiet, people don't know the level of his foolishness. He might be as... he is going to be considered to be chacham. As long as he's quiet, as I mentioned last time, he's in control of the words. Once he speaks, the words control him. So he's going to be, based on what he said, he's going to be judged. So gam evil, says Shlomo HaMelech, maharish chacham yichashev. Once he keeps quiet, he's going to be considered to be chacham. So comes the chida. And based on a commentary of Rabbi Ovadia Mibartenura, which was one of the Rishonim, so he comes and he elaborates on his commentary. So Rabbi Ovadia Mibartenura says, What does it mean, lo matzati laguf tov ela shetika? At which time shetika is the best? It says Rav Avadi Bartanura, mi sheshomea cherpato veshotek. So somebody that is being embarrassed, and they made fun of him, they made mockery out of him, and he keeps quiet, even in public, so this individual needs to be tremendously praised. So comes out of Hidayah and writes as follows. You see, it's given and granted that what Shlomo HaMelech says, that in this world, Kein Tzadik, Kein Adam Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov Ve'lo Yechata. It's impossible for a person to be absolutely tzaddik to the extent that he has never sinned. Even if he has not sinned mamash, which is impossible, on a normal second it's impossible, but la yaseh tov, what about his mitzvot? In the level of his mitzvot also, there are different levels of doing good. Maybe you did this amount, you could have done 1,000 times more. So therefore, afilu in his level of tzidkut, his righteousness, he could also do teshuvah. Ki ein adam tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov, afilu his ya'aseh tov, his good also needs teshuvah. So therefore, writes Rav Chida, certain times a person that has done certain things that is improper, so we need to go through the yisurim, chalil abechas, in order to be able to cleanse ourselves. So teshuvah only forgives the sin. How do you remove the blemish? The fact that is the person's neshama was blemished, and now it has the stain on it. How do you remove the stain? That is through yisuri. So different ways of sigufim v'taniyot. A person could either use different measurements of not eating, causing himself suffering, to be able to remove the stain on his neshama, that he did something improper. He says, in order to be mechaper abonotav, this is one way. However, Rais Arav Chida, this is brought down by many of the Mefarshim also as well. He says, listen here. Hamavir al midotav. Ochel veshote umitpanes betov. A person, let's say, who is willing to forgive. Mavir al midotav. Who is willing to forgive others who have done wrong against him. Who mamash 100% forgives them. And when he is embarrassed, he keeps quiet. He closes his mouth. Says, you know what you gain? You could be eating and drinking and enjoying yourself, and there is not going to be no damage to your body, no damage to your finances. Monetary-wise, is also not necessary as a vehicle of kapara. So therefore, what is the... Where do you see the removal of this stain? He says, because he was willing to accept such a yisurin that an individual gave him when he mocked him, and he kept quiet. So this is the difference. The other option, you have to do taniyot, vesigufim, different ways of achieving kapara by going to tremendous pain. Here, the pain is not on financially, it's not on chalil abechas, on the person's body, on the family, nothing doing with Baruch Hashem, everything is fine and good and dandy. However, says the where does it come? Somewhere it has to come. It's going to be when somebody gave you rebuke or made mockery out of you, abused you verbally, and a person keeps quiet and accepts this yisurin, this is the yisurin that is going to be mechape his own averot. So lo matzati laguf, body. The other way would be, you have to do taniyot v'sigufim. Why do you need to go to that way? So therefore he writes, Harav Chida, shalo yistarech yisurin begufo, o bemamono, o besigufim acherim, ve'ein tov mishtika. There is nothing better than shtetika. Keep quiet. Ki hu tov laguf. This is the best thing for your body. She'ochel ve'shoteh. Ve'yesh lo beriut. You eat and you drink and you are healthy because you are eating and drinking. Ve'nislach lo al yadeh shtetika. You get to achieve complete kapara, selicha, umechila through the fact that you kept quiet.